I'm Snoop Dogg, and I'm giving up smoke. I know what you're thinking. Snoop, smoke is kind of your whole thing. But I'm done with it. I'm done with the coughing and my clothes smelling all funky. I'm going smokeless. Solo stove, fixed fire. They took out the smoke. Now you can have a nice blaze without any clouds ruining your day. Go smokeless. Go to solostove.com. Tell them Big Snoop Dogg sent you.
Why is Instacart the holiday rescue app? Because you can get all your seasonal decor delivered instead of having to drive to 12 different stores. Candles and candy canes? Delivered. Wreaths and reindeer? Delivered. Lights from Lowe's? Delivered. And since I know you're going to ask, inflatable snowman? Delivered. So this season, stay in and get decked out. Download Instacart, the holiday rescue app, to get free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia, our super producer and host, Dave Shepard. He's joining us, holding it down in New York City. What a busy, busy Monday night it's been. We actually had a good Monday night football matchup. The Bengals come out on top over the Jacksonville Jaguars. The final score, 34-31. Unfortunately, this wasn't the biggest loss for the Jaguars. Trevor Lawrence goes down in the fourth quarter, about 5.5 minutes. His own offensive lineman gets backed into him. Offensive lineman steps on the inside of Trevor Lawrence's right ankle. Trevor Lawrence goes down, and that ankle, well, it's between his offensive lineman, his foot in the turf, and yeah, he sprained his ankle. He immediately slams his helmet to the ground. He slams his hand to the ground. He can't stand up. And then he's helped to the back with trainers. Trevor Lawrence is going to have an MRI tomorrow. And he joins a long list of quarterbacks who have gone down due to injury so far this season. The NBA, the in-season tournament, continues to heat up. We're moving towards the Final Four in Vegas this weekend. And this is the knockout round. The Indiana Pacers, they decide to knock out the Boston Celtics 122-112. The Pacers go over the Celtics. Tyrese Halliburton with a triple-double. In about 20-30 minutes ago, the New Orleans Pelicans, they eliminate the Sacramento Kings in Sacramento 127-117. And so New Orleans, they are in the Final Four. They await the winner of the Lakers and Suns game tomorrow. And now that the Boston Celtics have been given the boot, the Pacers move on. They fly to Vegas and they will play the winner between the New York Knicks and the Milwaukee Bucks tomorrow. And so I expect I expect the Bucks to wax the Knicks. And then, you know, I think the Lakers and Suns, that should be a good game. And so this in-season tournament has looked good. And we're in the knockout stage and round here trying to move to the Final Four. If you want to talk to me here in this final hour of the show, you can do so. It's 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. You can also give me a holler. Reach out to me. I am online. I'm everywhere. I am at JR Sport Brief. And we've had a busy, busy show. We've talked about Monday Night Football. I'm going to get back to your phone calls momentarily. We've talked about the college football playoff. We've even gone into the whole, did Florida State get screwed scenario. I don't think that they got screwed. I just think life ain't fair. We had Chris Vanini on from The Athletic. He came through and talked about it. We talked about Zach Wilson. Did he or did he not quit on the New York Jets? We've talked about the Eagles and the 49ers and the Chiefs and the Packers. We'll get more into that. So we have a lot to do. What I would like to do right now is take a listen or at least walk you through some of the plays tonight. But we have to start off with what's probably the most important play of the game. That is the play in the fourth quarter where Trevor Lawrence went down and sprained his ankle. It did not look good. This is the legendary Kevin Harlan breaking it down via Westwood One.
Five wide in the gun, Lawrence. 23 is Cincinnati. Looks at six in the secondary. The shotgun snap. He throws a line drive. He wants to at least. He brings it back. He's hit on the play. It's loose. The Bengals say it is loose. They're diving for the ball. Lawrence pump fake the pass. Was hit hard on the play. And he's getting up and limping and goes to all fours. Trevor Lawrence is down. He knows something isn't right. He pounds the grass. He takes off his helmet, and this is not good. The Jacksonville quarterback, who has been spectacular this year, knows something's not right, and his coach is walking out on the field. He tried to get up as a pocket was crumbling. He had his lineman step on the back of his foot, and then he came down badly, falling backwards on his knees and bending in an awkward position. And when he tried to get himself off the grass, he quickly collapsed. He pounded the grass on all fours. And now he is being assisted to by four athletic trainers of the Jaguars. Not good. Not good at all.
Not good. Not good at all. And so we were able to get into overtime. C.J. Beathard, former quarterback for the 49ers. You might remember him. You also see him when things go bad, break glass in case of an emergency. He came on, completed 9 of 10 passes for 63 yards at the end of the game and the overtime period to keep them alive. Jake Browning, he was able to keep the Bengals alive all damn game. He completed 32 of 37 passes for 354 yards to go along with one touchdown, a 76-yard bomb to Ja'Marr Chase. Now, Jake Browning, he also punched in a touchdown on his own. And so we go into the overtime period, and ultimately Evan McPherson knocks in a field goal, 47-48 yards, to win this game for Cincinnati. Cincinnati is 6-6. Jacksonville falls to 8-4. Their largest issue, as I mentioned, is the status of Trevor Lawrence. And after the game, head coach of the Jaguars, Doug Peterson, he spoke to the media, and he gave an update, not too much of an update, on Trevor Lawrence.
Doug, I hate to ask you about an injury first, but can you update us on Trevor? And just, have you ever seen a game in which you lose nickel corner receiver, left tackle, quarterback? It just, you know, interior defensive lineman just seemed like a very odd game.
Yeah, I don't have any information yet on Trevor. We're still evaluating him, you know, so he'll have more tests and things done here tonight and tomorrow, so I'll probably have a better update for you tomorrow on that. But I mean, yeah, we had position players go down, you know, but look, that's part of the game, you know, it happens, and it's unfortunate, but you know, next guy up has to be ready to go and play. And you know, I thought the guys that filled in, you know, were just that. They were ready to go.
Yeah, it was not a pretty sight, and we will find out some word, I assume, tomorrow. I can't expect it. It's bad. Here, let me run you down the list again of all of these damn QBs who have gone down so far this season. Joe Burrow, who sat on the sideline tonight, hand in a cast, arm in a sling. Joe Burrow out. Kirk Cousins blew out his Achilles. Daniel Jones first had the neck injury, then ultimately ended his season with a blown out ACL. Kenny Pickett had surgery Monday morning. Yes, less than 24 hours ago, Kenny Pickett had his high ankle sprain surgically repaired to speed up recovery. Anthony Richardson feels like we haven't seen him in forever because we haven't with that shoulder injury. Aaron Rodgers blew out his Achilles. Don't know if we're going to see him. Deshaun Watson broke his shoulder. Derek Carr dealt with a shoulder, also a concussion. And Trevor Lawrence today sprains his ankle. If he's able to play the next game, then God bless him. I'd be a little surprised. 855-212-4CBS. Let's talk to Gail. Gail is calling from California. You're on CBS Sports Radio. Go ahead, Gail.
Yes, I am. I'm quite concerned about these young folks and quarterbacks having so many injuries and major injuries because it will tell on them when they get a little older. And I thought that the football league would make it easier where they wouldn't have so many injuries. Because I started watching football way back, probably before you were born, in the 60s, the early 60s. And I don't remember the quarterbacks getting injured as much as they are now.
Why do you feel that's the case, Gail? Why do you think they're getting hurt more now?
Well, I was trying to figure it out medical-wise, because I look at them and they look pretty thin. I said, maybe they need more calcium. I don't mean the pills. I mean calcium, food, like cheese and stuff.
Oh, okay. Which is
better than pills.
Okay. Possibly diet may have something to deal with that. Well, Gail, let's actually, you like Tom Brady, Gail?
Yes.
Oh, you do? Well, I'm happy he's not playing, but we're going to hear from Tom Brady in a second. He might have some thoughts. Thank you so much for calling from California. How old are you?
83.
Oh, God bless you. Many more years to you. Okay, Gail?
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you. Thank you for listening to the show, and thank you for calling. Shout-outs to Gail. Yeah, I don't know if the guys need more calcium. I just think these quarterbacks are just running. Well, they're more mobile. Let's put it that way. Because when you say they're running quarterbacks, and it makes it sound like they're running backs. Anthony Richardson, early on in his career, the first few games that we saw him, maybe he performs like that. But so many of these guys right now, they're scrambling behind crap offensive lines. This is not your typical drop back, throw the ball away. They're moving. They're more open to injury just for the mere fact that they're moving around. And I think their offensive lines aren't as strong. I think it's a combination of the two. But I mentioned to you Tom Brady. And a few weeks ago, we know Tom Brady went on the NFL is mediocre. It's not what it used to be. And Tom Brady, on his Let's Go podcast, he actually felt the quarterbacks that they're too protected these days.
I really don't like the way that it's gone because there's people like, you know, the real fit. Every time you would have hit the quarterback, there would have been a flag, you know. And the reality is there should be defenses should be aggressive. There was a hit on Patrick Mahomes last night where he was running out of bounds, where he wasn't even out of bounds. And, you know, the quarterbacks need to learn how to throw the ball away. They need to learn how to read defenses so that they can get the ball out of their hands. I always felt like my best protection was getting rid of the ball. Even in the course of my day, it would have been hard for you to sack me just because I knew how great you were and how fast I needed to throw the ball that day.
Oh, my goodness. I'm a genius. I don't remember him saying that, but I'm a genius. I just said these damn guys are scrambling around too much, and Tom Brady said the way you protect yourself is to throw the ball away. Actually, let's think about this for a minute. I've watched enough football in my life. You don't see the quarterbacks throw the ball away at the same rate that you used to. The quarterback used to go, oh, nobody's open. I'm throwing this sucker away. Nowadays, everybody is so athletic. They just run. I mean, they take more stupid passes or throw more stupid passes than they will throw the ball away. Good point by Tom Brady. Genius point by me. I could have played quarterback better than Tom Brady. Maybe. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Eric is here from Texas. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Eric?
Hey, JR. How are you doing tonight?
Good. What's up?
Hey, I was thinking about why quarterbacks are getting injured, and I was thinking along the same lines as you. They're either holding the ball too long or they're trying to do too much. You notice on the Trevor Lawrence play tonight, he pump fake not once but twice and then took the injury. Kenny Pickett, he was trying to do too much by going, you know, over the goal line, which I don't blame him. That's just instinct. But anyways, Tom Brady's got a good point. You think about Russell Wilson, as much as I don't like him, and the rookie from Carolina. They don't take injuries because they know how to throw the ball away. They know when to get on the ground. I think they're super smart about that. What do you think about that, Jar?
Well, yeah, man. The name of the game, this is almost like you like boxing, Eric?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you punch somebody in the face, you're a little too excited about that.
Man, I just like Pacquiao. I wish he would have beat Mayweather.
Oh, well, it's a little too late for that. Well, I'm going to answer your question, Eric. Thank you for calling from Texas. Like, if you understand boxing, and he talked about hoping that Manny Pacquiao beat the hell out of Mayweather, a little too late for that one. But the fact is, if you don't like Floyd Mayweather, one of the reasons is, outside of when he fought his opponents, he went out there knocking people out. He literally outboxed you. He used his defense. People found his fights to be boring because he would hit you and not get hit. There are too many quarterbacks, and here's a perfect example of someone who needs to learn this. Take a look at Anthony Richardson. It's like early on this season, you could see his athleticism, you could see his skill, but what you did not see was the experience enough to get the hell out the way, to not go out there and challenge the defenders, because you end up where he is right now, and that's hurt. Cam Newton, I mean, for his MVP season and his Super Bowl appearance, one of the reasons that Cam Newton ain't playing today is because he was out there and had zero issue challenging the defense, and his body paid for it. Not everybody has to be a battering ram, but whether you're a battering ram or you're trying to go left to right to try to avoid a rush or try to get a pass off, you open yourself up to injury. And yeah, it helps to go out there and slide. If you watch the game that Philadelphia played where they got the asses whooped by the 49ers, come on, Jalen Hurts, he was running full steam ahead. This dude got crunched. He had to go in the back and get checked out for a concussion. Sometimes you just got to slide and get the hell out of the way. Or sometimes you got to throw the ball away before you even decide to go out there and scramble. 855-212-4CBS. Terry calling from California. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Terry?
First time caller. Good show, JR. I like it.
Well, thank you. What's on your mind?
How much time do I have?
Not a lot. Go ahead. What's your point?
Okay, I'll be cut off on JP. I want to talk about the quarterbacks. I think back I started watching football in the late 50s. And they didn't move around. They just stayed in the pocket and threw the ball. And you didn't have an offensive line of 1,600 pounds plus. You didn't have 280s coming from both ends. It's just gotten faster and bigger. And the quarterbacks are scrambling, and they're just, you know, the other night they said defender comes in and hit the guy's leg. He got the quarterback's leg, and they said it's not a penalty because he was thrown into him. But, man, they can't hit him on the top, can't hit him on the bottom. And it's just so much speed, I don't think it helps to protect them. And they're just they roll out too much. They're too much on the move.
Yeah,
and we
also know that the NFL over the years has gone to great lengths to try to protect the quarterbacks. But as Tom Brady just said, there comes a point in time where you got to get rid of the ball to try to protect yourself. What's your last point, Terry? Go ahead.
What do you think about the parity in the NFL this year?
I don't know if it's parity, if it's good or bad, because a lot of it, and thank you for calling from Cali, a lot of it has to do with injury. I think it's nice. I mean, the 49ers look like the cream of the crop right now, especially after the way they handled the Philadelphia Eagles last night, 42-19. Walked into their house, took their food. You know, maybe they took the dog, they took the food out of the refrigerator, and they left. And the Philadelphia Eagles, I know today they picked up Shaq Leonard to play linebacker. I know N'Kobe Dean is out. Their defensive backs haven't been performing the way that they need to. And so the Eagles, despite their record, They've been living on the edge, and I'm not prepared to just go out there and completely bury the Eagles. I know there's a lot of people in Philadelphia on WIP who would certainly like to do so. I ain't in that category. It's nice to know that things are a little more even, that we don't have to wake up and go, are the New England Patriots going to win it again? I mean, even the Kansas City Chiefs, if you're not tired of them yet, if you're not tired of them yet, they look like they've taken a little bit of a step back, but you should probably already know not to count out Patrick Mahomes. So it's nice to know that there's a little bit more evenness and parity to the league, but not at the expense of injuries, with Trevor Lawrence being the latest dude to go down. Pretty sad, pretty miserable. I mean, after tonight, I was thinking, man, maybe the Jacksonville Jaguars can make a statement that they're not a joke, that they belong, that they need to be recognized as one of the best teams in the AFC, and Trevor Lawrence goes down. Like, certain things you can't make up. And injuries this year, quarterbacks, the NFL has seen a lot of them. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I'm going to get some more of your calls. You know, I mentioned to you a few quarterbacks, some who won, some who lost. We'll hear from Jalen Hurts. We'll hear from Jordan Love. We'll hear from Brock Purdy. More importantly, we'll hear from you. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
JR, how are you? You are amazing. You should be called a sports professor. Anybody ever call you that?
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
No one's ever called me that. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. 34-31, the Bengals beat Jacksonville via field goal in overtime. Trevor Lawrence goes down in the fourth quarter. That's what everybody wants to talk about. But you have to show love tonight to the guy who helped Cincinnati win, the guy who helped Cincinnati now improve their record to 6-6. That's Jake Browning. Yes, at the end of the game, we saw Jake Browning and C.J. Beathard opposing each other. This was the matchup everybody wanted to see. Jake Browning, 354 yards, including a 76-yard touchdown to Ja'Marr Chase, who finished with 149 yards receiving to go along with that touchdown. Ja'Marr Chase, he spoke to Scott Van Pelt after the game on ESPN, and he's like, yeah, Jake Browning, oh, yeah, he ain't Joe Burrow, but he did good.
I want to ask you about Jake Browning to begin, because you're with him daily. You're seeing the growth. What did you expect from him tonight on this gigantic start on this huge stage on Monday night?
Yeah, honestly, he played great football, you know, and I was always in his ear all day, just keeping him going, keeping his confidence up, you know, just letting him know that he's doing great today. You know what I'm saying? He's getting the ball moving down the field, making great passes, executing and getting the ball out on hot routes. So he played overall great today.
Yeah, the Cincinnati Bengals, they ain't done yet. I mean, as of right now, they're in 10th place when you think about the playoff standings. They're 6-6. A couple of other teams that are 6-6. The Denver Broncos, the Buffalo Bills, and then we also know above them, in the fifth spot right now, Pittsburgh is 7-5. Kenny Pickett had surgery on Monday morning for a high ankle sprain. Cleveland, they're 7-5. I mean, how long are the Browns going to be able to stay alive here with Deshaun Watson out, Myles Garrett dealing with his own injury? Indianapolis Colts, they're 7-5. Houston, what a shock. God bless them. C.J. Stroud, most definitely going to win Offensive Rookie of the Year. They're 7-5. Jacksonville, 8-4 at the top of the AFC South. Kansas City, 8-4. Baltimore at the 2 seed at 9-3. And in Miami, sitting at 9-3 as well. They are the number one overall seed. And so, yeah, Cincinnati, do I think they're going to do anything? Hell no. But the fact that they're even just in this spot right now, you got to give them credit. 855-212-4CBS. And Jake Browning, if he can play like this to close out the season, somebody's going to allow him to compete for a job next season. You can bet on that. Jason is here from Cleveland. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Thanks, JR. I don't know if anyone's had much better game than Browning had. What do you have, like four incompletions? I don't know rating, but it had to be up there. That was impressive, and good for him in his second start.
He completed 32 of 37 passes. Yes, absolutely amazing.
But what I called in about was the injuries, and the thing with Trevor was kind of an anomaly because his own lineman stepped on his ankle, and that was like, you can't say that was turf or whatever. But I was going to ask you, do you remember looking at old football videos when everyone's shoulder pads were like three times the size they are now?
Oh, yeah, they look like box trucks.
Yeah, they do. And then the helmets, I mean, they pretty much the same form factor, but all the technology they put into them. I was just wondering, you bowl at all, or have you ever bowled?
Bowling? Yes, I've had my time or two at a bowling alley, yes. I do that. I'm a human.
So you know that they make bowling balls out of polycarbonate, polyurethane, and when you hit that, you roll it, say, 20 to 30 miles an hour, and those pins just shoot off it, and that's what those helmets are. And really, I'm surprised they don't have more injuries from helmets hitting, like, elbows or wrists or fingers, because those things are, like, rock hard, and they don't need to be, like, missiles, like heat-seeking missiles. But anyway, I just thought about technology is supposedly improving, but the injuries are going up, and I thought there was a little bit of a...
The injuries, and thank you, Jason, for calling from Cleveland, the injuries that have taken place, Joe Burrow is out with a wrist. Kirk Cousins blew out his Achilles. Daniel Jones blew out his knee. Kenny Pickett blew out his ankle. Anthony Richardson has a popped shoulder. Aaron Rodgers blew out his Achilles. Deshaun Watson broke his shoulder. Trevor Lawrence has an ankle. Nowhere in there is a head injury. And look, we all know about head injuries in the NFL. Okay, the NFL has been sued for head injuries. The NFL has been sued for not caring about its athletes post-career. Like, we've gone down that route. But these dudes are getting hurt. The quarterbacks, they're getting hurt in the arms and they're getting hit in the legs. I mean, just what are we doing? And, yeah, tonight, freak injury. The guy's own teammate stepped on Trevor Lawrence's the inside of his leg, and Trevor Lawrence is gone. Like, we can't like, just put that in, oh, my God, he got sacked and now he's done. But come on, it doesn't change the fact that he got hurt, but it's not a head injury, so let's slow down a little bit. Greg is here from Knoxville. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, man, love your show. Best show on CBS Sports Radio.
Well, thank you. What's up, man?
Well, I was going to ask you, I know this is a little bit off the subject, but it was like something you talked about earlier, if that's okay.
Sure.
It's football playoffs. But, like, I know Florida State, I don't mean, you know, everybody says they got snubbed. And do you think they would have, there was going to be an SEC team in there? No, I mean, they had to have an SEC team in no matter what. Do you think that would have, because the conference is so big? I mean,
I don't think they had to put one in there. But, I mean, this is, they don't have to. I feel like we're kind of going off of a technicality. Like, we have to have a SEC team in there because we know the SEC is probably the best conference. I think it's a foregone conclusion that we know that. But it's almost, it's no different than, I consider it to be an elimination game, okay? If I got to take a look at Ohio State and Michigan, I know that whoever wins is going to go into the playoff and whoever loses is going to get the boot. And so if I got to look at the SEC, I ain't shocked that Georgia lost and that they put Alabama in, especially for how hot Alabama has been throughout the course of the season. They now won, what, 11 straight games?
Right.
So, I mean, it's – I don't think it's too much SEC bias. It's just facts. I think people get so caught up in their own home teams and who they root for and who they support that they forget that there are other teams that have good, you know, they have good reasons to get in. Like for every, this is the reason why. Someone called up earlier in the show and said, well, Alabama shouldn't have been in here because Alabama barely beat Auburn. But the fact is that they did, and they did it in exciting fashion and showed that they can win that way. And the fact also is that they beat a team that won 29 straight games, won 2 national championships, and was undefeated. So sometimes you just got to give credit where credit is due. I'm not all that shocked or surprised at anything that took place. And I know all my friends in Tallahassee going to hate my guts for a while, but I wouldn't have put Florida State in either because, I mean, how many quarterbacks do you need? You know, they needed 3 right at this point, and they would have got smashed.
Exactly. I really appreciate it, JR.
Well, thank you, Greg, for calling from Knoxville. Yeah, it's like just put the best teams in there. Like, let's go find TCU from last year, drag them out of a time machine, and put them in a college football playoff so they can get destroyed again. Look, when we get to the 12-team college football playoff next year and everybody is at the top is getting blown out and stuff, people will complain about that too. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to get some more of your calls before we roll out. We're going to hear from some of the quarterbacks from this past weekend. We also know the finalists for the Heisman. We have more to do before we go.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I do want to say I've never called in. I love listening to you. I've been listening for years. And, man, your show and what you say is just beautiful.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Week 13 of the NFL season. It is a wrap. Unfortunately, it ends with an injury to another quarterback, that being Trevor Lawrence. The Bengals beat the Jaguars in overtime via field goal. Evan McPherson knocks in a 38-yarder with a little more than a minute left in the game, and the Bengals win 34-31. Trevor Lawrence goes down at about the 5-minute mark of the fourth quarter, and now there's so many concerns about, you know, what happens with Trevor Lawrence. How long will he be out, and what is the extent of his injury? Let's listen to head coach of the Jacksonville Jaguars, Doug Peterson. The reporters asked him following the game, hey, what's the deal with Trevor Lawrence? And this is all that Doug Peterson could offer up.
Doug, I hate to ask you about an injury first, but can you update us on Trevor? And just have you ever seen a game in which you lose nickel corner receiver, left tackle, quarterback? It just, you know, interior defensive lineman just seemed like a very odd game.
Yeah, I don't have any information yet on Trevor. We're still evaluating him, you know, so he'll have more, tests and things done here tonight and tomorrow. So I'll probably have a better update for you tomorrow on that. But, I mean, yeah, we had position players go down, you know, but look, that's part of the game. You know, it happens, and it's unfortunate, but, you know, next guy up has to be ready to go and play. And, you know, I thought the guys that filled in, you know, were just that. They were ready to go.
Yeah. And I know if you wanted any type of evidence that the next guy up can go out there and compete. We saw that with the Cincinnati Bengals tonight. Jake Browning, 354 yards, accounts for 2 touchdowns, one in the air, 1 on the ground. But we know the Jacksonville Jaguars, they are not worth a damn if Trevor Lawrence is not out there. He's a key player. He is their main and most important player, and they ain't nothing if they don't have him. And so as this NFL week, week 13, comes to a close, we also saw some big quarterbacks. Some stepped up, and some have some question marks right now. Nobody stepped up bigger than Jordan Love. 3 touchdown passes. The Packers go out and beat the Chiefs 27-19. And after that game, where Jordan Love pretty much let everybody know, oh, yes, I can be the franchise QB for the future, Jordan Love spoke to the media and he said, yeah, I know, knocking off the Chiefs, oh, it's a big deal.
You know, for me personally, it's just obviously, I've had this game, you know, circled for a long time. It's my first start. Obviously, didn't play how I wanted to the first game. So, being able to see these guys again and get the victory is huge. You know, it was just a great team win tonight. You know, everybody just balled out.
Yeah, Patrick Mahomes, he has himself a few Super Bowl rings. And he spoke to the media following, and he pretty much said, yeah, we have to get our act together. And I know why we stunk.
We made too many mistakes. They played a good, had a good game plan, played a good game. Jordan played great. But at the end of the day, you make too many mistakes, and against a good football team, you lose.
It's the nature of the game. Talking of and speaking of mistakes, another marquee game during week 13. Oh, I sat and watched this. The 49ers annihilated the Eagles 42-19. The Eagles signing Shaquille Leonard, former Indianapolis Colts linebacker, signing him to a one-year contract to try to help them out in the middle of that defense with all those injuries to the linebackers. But Jalen Hurts, he spoke and he said, well, we didn't get the job done when we had a chance to score.
Yeah, when you think about, you know, how important it is to start fast, and I feel like we started with good rhythm, good tempo, good execution for the most part, and we just kind of weren't able to connect and execute like we wanted to in the red zone. And, you know, when you're playing a good team like that, that gets you.
Oh, yeah, good team. Brock Purdy threw 4 touchdowns. People are talking about Brock Purdy as a part of the MVP conversation right now. He has certainly skyrocketed in regards to, you know, who has the best odds to walk away with it, and not too shabby after you throw 4 TDs. I would think you'd give it to Christian McCaffrey before Brock Purdy, but what the hell do I know? Speaking of Brock Purdy, he talked as well, and he talked about making a statement and finishing strong.
Outside those first 2 drives, it's like that's, you know, the Niner football that we know. That's the offense that we know. When everyone's doing their part, everything's clicking, obviously. Some great play calls. And then, you know, everyone just makes plays and does it the right way. We protect the ball. Defense does their job. That felt good.
It felt good. Week 13, NFL season. It is a wrap. And then moving forward and thinking about what this week has in store, we know the next time we see football here in the league, it's Thursday. Close your eyes. Thursday night football, 2 nights away, 3 nights away. The Patriots take on the Steelers. If you thought that things could not get worse, they will and they could.
We call out that night.
Thursday?
Yes.
You don't want to talk about the Steelers and Mitch Trubisky?
I'd rather talk about paint dry. I'm not kidding. That is the worst game they could possibly have right now.
Too late to flex it out, right? I think it is. Hey, some other... that's not an interesting matchup. It's actually an ugly one. We got a lot of divisional matchups this upcoming Sunday. The Buccaneers are going to take on the Falcons, who just beat up those pitiful New York Jets. We got the Panthers and the Saints. Who cares about that one? Rams and Ravens should be good. Rams on a 3-game winning streak. The Ravens coming off of a bye. We have the Seahawks and the Niners. That may be ugly for the Seahawks. The Bills and the Chiefs. Okay. Bills coming off of a bye. The Chiefs coming off of a loss. And then Sunday night football, we have the Eagles and the Cowboys. Whoever wins this game is probably going to have some type of bragging rights. And then Monday night football is a waste of time. I mean, I think for the most part. We have a doubleheader. The Dolphins and the Titans. Dolphins should smoke the Titans. And then we have the Packers and the Giants. And I know people have been very enthusiastic about Tommy DeVito leading the Giants, but based on what we've seen so far by the Packers, come on now, Jordan Love, give the Giants the business and bring them back down to reality. Oh, and then the New York Jets, they take on the Texans. Poor them. C.J. Stroud probably going to light that ass up. Or maybe not. The Jets' defense is actually pretty good. The offense can't score, and maybe Zach Wilson will decide to play. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Rolando, caller from San Diego. What's up, Rolando?
How's it going?
It's going good. Got to go quick. Go ahead.
Yeah, there's mediocrity in the NFL because you got quarterbacks just dropping like flies, man. You know, and the quarterback today, what's his name, Browning? He did pretty well. I never even heard of him, but I mean, he did good, man. Justin Herbert's playing hurt. You got quarterbacks playing hurt. He doesn't have all his weapons, and that's why the Chargers are 5-7. I mean, that's just it. I mean, there's just everybody's banged up in the NFL, man.
All right. Well, thank you, Rolando. I thought it's because Brandon Staley sucks. He's also about to get fired. Allen from Atlanta, you got to go quick, like now.
I think pocket presence is one of the biggest issues with the quarterbacks today. I think coaching is doing a terrible job, and offensive linemen is not handling these Nick Bosa's and Myles Garrett's today. Thank you, JR.
Oh, excellent call. See, I like that. Hit the point. Tommy, you got to hit it the same way now.
All right, no contact drills. Purdy, Burrow, Rodgers, Cousins, Bridgewater, who would have known? I mean, even Clinton Portis, dude, Cam Newton, Jake Plunkett, all of them could have been what we don't know, right? Because they all got injured. They've not, to your last caller, they're not coaching. Brady had a point. They're not coaching. They're not being coached as well. Trevor Lawrence, God bless him. I hope he's all well. And Mahomes and Jackson and Allen and Herbert and Tua and Russell, y'all better watch out. And Browning, the best line of the day, the best line. It's been a while since I won a game, so I really don't know how it feels. I love you, JR. Peace.
Thank you, Tommy. How about this? That's how you make calls and get them in. That's how you do it. Yeah, that's it. Damn, efficiency. I'm shocked. Shout-outs to them. Some guys, you tell them, hey, you don't have a lot of time. They're just like, hi, JR, how you doing? I'm like, bro, the show's going to end. You're going to get cut off, and so am I. Anyway, now I got to shut up. I'm going to be back with you tomorrow, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific. If you've missed this show, as we talked about the college football playoff, talked about Zach Wilson, talked about the Heisman, talked about quarterback injuries, talked about the NBA in-season tournament, we talked about it all. Hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. If you miss me while I'm gone, you can find me everywhere at JR Sport Brief. The JR Sport Brief show here on CBS Sports Radio. It is a wrap, but don't go anywhere because Amy Lawrence, she's coming up next, and she's awesome. Thank you so much to super producer and host, Dave Shepard. Thank you, Shep. Y'all be safe out there because I said so, damn it.
Imagine you're looking at a balancing scale with everything you do for other people on one side and everything you do for yourself on the other side. If it isn't balanced, maybe it's time to spend a little more time on you. And therapy is a great place to start. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online who can help you find that balance and stick to it. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/positive. Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Cat lovers, listen up. Meet Felix, the pet insurance brand made just for cats. Our cats don't really have nine lives, but a lot can happen in the one they do. Felix's whisker-to-tail protection covers accidents, illness, emergency care, exam fees, and so much more. Visit felixcatinsurance.com to learn more about their customizable coverage for felines. Sorry, no dogs allowed. That's felixcatinsurance.com. Get it, meow.
Insurance is underwritten by Independence American Insurance Company and produced by Independence Pet Group. Pre-existing conditions are not covered. Visit felixcatinsurance.com/terms for all terms and limitations.